And you know, it's very painful when you are told by somebody else, you say, yeah, but when you always have good ideas, but you never do anything about it. Hey, welcome back to Life Mastery. My name is Nhlanhla, and I'm happy that you've joined us once again in this podcast, and we want to help you to become the best version of yourself so that nobody can ignore you. As you join in, I want to encourage you to subscribe to the podcast so that you can get more notification as soon as a new podcast is published. And remember, give us your feedback after the podcast. Let's take a listen. So in today's episode, I just want to talk to you about what I have called the conversations that you need to have with yourself. The conversations that you need to have with yourself. There are conversations that you are having with yourself, I know. There are conversations that you are having with people. There are conversations that you've had with yourselves. But I think there are conversations as well that you need, that you must definitely have with yourself. And this conversation is wrapped up in two phrases. I can, I cannot. I can, and I cannot. You see, in life, we come to a point where opportunities present, where doors open, where windows open, where we have an opportunity to meet important people, to meet powerful people, to meet legacy partners, to meet people who would unlock doors to the next level. And then in times, we also meet people who would become our stumbling block. But in all those moments, we also have experiences that would translate into an opportunity. We have experience that would translate into a moment that you would be so grateful that you've gone through that experience. But then we also have those kind of same experience where you, after you've gone through that experience, you go back, you're like, hell, how could I have missed that, right? And you know, just try to think right now of that moment where you've gone through a particular experience, or you've gone through a particular moment, or you've gone through a particular time or a particular season. When you look back after that season, after that moment, you're like, oh, heck, I missed it. Oh, I missed it. Right. And when you look back into that moment, it's because when you were going through that season, the conversation that you were having with yourself was, I cannot do this, or I can't. I am not capable. I can't. I can't be here. I can't do that. It ain't for me. But when you go through certain experience, when you meet certain moments, when you come to a certain time in your life and you have been having this conversation that you must have that says, I can do it. I am capable. When you sit down and you look at the man in the mirror and you say, yes, I can, or yes, you can, talking to yourself. When moments of tough times come, you are able to say, I will overcome this. When situations that look difficult and dark, it looks like you're climbing a mountain that never comes to the top, you'll say, I will overcome this mountain. When you go through a moment where it's an opportunity that looks so difficult, but you want to grab it. There's this word that I've learned, they call it katalambano. Grab it with all hands. Grab it with both your hands, with all energy, with vigor. You give yourself to it. If you have convinced yourself that you can, you will not be beaten down. If you have convinced yourself that you can, opportunities will open and you will not withdraw yourself before you start. Because the tendency of a weaker mind is to withdraw self when it looks difficult, when it looks tough, when it looks like the fire is getting hotter and hotter, people tend to go backwards. But the successful, the healthier, the better, the happier, the growing, the wealthy are those when it got hot. They are the ones that created the fire, that add to the fire. You see, when you want to get better in your life, you need to tell yourself that the word I cannot, when it comes to positive things, the words I cannot, when it comes to growth, the word I cannot, I cannot. When it comes to opportunities, when it comes to starting a new venture, when it comes to connecting yourself with better people, when it comes to reading important books, listening to great podcasts, going to a network session, starting an exercise routine, improving yourself in the manner that you eat or eating healthy and so on, you need to remove the words "I cannot" and replace them intentionally with the words "that I can." It is said and believed that many people will regret at the end of their lives what they did not do than what they did. And how does that come about? It comes about regretting what you did not do, because you look back over your life and you laugh at yourself, or you get angry at yourself, and you want to beat yourself up for having quit. You know, you forced yourself to quit. You told yourself to give up. You told yourself to disengage when you were supposed to be actively engaged. I know what I'm saying, because I look back over my life, and I'm glad that I have an opportunity to teach you this, and I have an opportunity to teach myself this, and I had an opportunity to learn. Because some years back, I had moments that I regret. I remember around 2013 or 14 somewhere, I spotted an opportunity in my home area. And I went to the guys that owned the land there. You see, land is power, right? Land is power, because if you own the land, you own the world. You can do anything. So I identified a spot. I went to some of the elders in that place. I said, "Look, I need you to help me to connect with the people that own the space. I want land there." I went, they helped me to reach out to those people. We visited one of the chiefs there, and we talked about the land. We talked about what I potentially could do. And it looked like the way, you know, when you are in agreement with people and say, "Oh, that's good." And they give you some little terms and conditions. I said, "Put it in writing." I remember I wrote the documents that they needed me to write. Then I was supposed to start developing proposals. I was supposed to start conversing with certain people that would enable me financially to do that. But I didn't proceed with it. I didn't proceed with it. A few years later, maybe 4 years later, I think it was around 2017, if I'm not mistaken, I drove around that area, and the same business that I wanted to do was there. Somebody had done it. Somebody had planted the same plant that I wanted to do. They have started the same idea that I want. You know how painful that is? It's very painful. You know, you see, there's this thing in the universe that it's like your mind is connected with somebody else's mind. Your thoughts is connected with somebody else's thoughts. So the thoughts that you're thinking right now, somebody else is probably thinking about. So if there's something good that you wanted to do and you keep on procrastinating, you will miss it. Somebody will do the same thing, and you'll think people are stealing your ideas. Yes, and I'm not dismissing that people steal ideas, but sometimes the universe realizes that you don't create the capacity to deliver on what you're pregnant with, and then you abort it, and the same thing is born of somebody else. And you will be so mad with yourself. So this conversation that you need to have is, "Yes, I can. I can do it, and I will do it." So you don't end with saying, "I can do it." You also need to say, "I will do it," because the "can" is the potential. The will is the force. The will is what enables that capacity that you have to be unleashed. Because when you tell yourself that you can, is when you identify and agree with yourself that you have the ability to do it. You have the knowledge to do it. You have the skill to do it, and the gift and the hands and the time. But when you say "I will," is when you intentionally allocate time and put effort in a positive direction to do it. It's when you make yourself to do what needs to be done. Sometimes you have to make yourself do what needs to be done, even when you don't feel like doing it. So making yourself do what needs to be done, even when you don't feel like it, it's a sign of self-discipline. It's a sign of the ability to manage yourself and to govern yourself. So when you have a conversation with yourself and keep on telling yourself that you can do it, you create a certain muscle, you create a certain muscle memory, you create a certain thinking and self-belief and courage within yourself that nothing can stop you. You see, most people stop themselves. They run the race and stop before completion. They begin something and stop before they end it. Sometimes they don't even begin. They have this ideation of good things, good thoughts, but they never initiate. They never initiate anything. You see, you've got this people. There's so many people, many of us. We have so many good ideas, but we never implement. And you know, it's very painful when you are told by somebody else, you say, yeah, but when you always have good ideas, but you never do anything about it. You always think good thoughts, but you never do anything about it. And the funny, painful thing is, those ideas, somebody is implementing them. And it's very depressing when people implement, when you see people doing the things that you wanted to do, that you were capable of doing. It's painful, but not because they are doing it. It's painful because you know deep down that you were able to do it, but you allowed fear to conquer you. You allowed fear to take over you. You allowed fear to defeat you. You allowed fear to rule your thoughts, to dominate your hands, and withhold you from launching into the deep. You'll never progress. You'll never move forward. You'll never enjoy that full happiness that comes when you unleash yourself, when you spread your wings and start flying. You know you are supposed to be flying, but you're still crawling. And the reason why you're crawling, it's not because your wings are not working. It's because you are refusing to flap them. And you are afraid that if you flap them, you think you will crack. Yes, something will happen. Pain will happen. Challenges will happen. Opposition will happen. Rejections will happen. People will close doors in front of you. Names and shaming. People will do it for you. People will try to sabotage you. They'll try to stand before you. It happens. It's normal. Everyone that has done something great, there is somebody who's trying to oppose them for one reason or another. But they keep on moving forward and conquer and conquer and conquer. And the biggest conquering that you can ever do is conquering yourself. The biggest victory that you can have is when you have victory against your own self, against your own weak thoughts, against your own self-limitations, against your own self-mediocre thinking. When you defeat, when you move ahead and say, I will not be stopped by myself. I will not be stopped by anything. If there's a biggest mountain that you can climb, is the mountain of thoughts that you've created and built as a monument against your ability to progress. So tell yourself now that you can do it. Tell yourself now that you are capable of doing it. When something tough happens in your life, tell yourself that you will win. When you meet an opportunity, even if you don't know. I remember Grant Cardone in his book, The 10X Effect. He says, when an opportunity presents, even if you don't have ability, say yes to it, jump in and go figure out how to do it. So you don't say yes to all the opportunities because you already know how. You say yes because you are ready to be challenged. You say yes because you are ready to take a challenge. If you remember the first time you did something for the first time, you didn't really have the ability all the time. But you developed the ability because you told yourself that you will attempt it. You attempted, you failed. You attempted, it was painful. I remember talking to a certain man and we're talking about exercise. He said he started running at 200 meters. He felt like there was needle pricks and somebody was cutting him and so on and so forth in his body. And I said to him, if you had continued running, you would have defeated that pain. So we stop ourselves at nothing before we achieve anything. And you see, people have become mastermind of owning 100% of nothing. They don't even own 1% of something big. They own 100% of nothing. And that happens because you've told yourself, you had a conversation with yourself and said, you cannot. You said, self, you can't. Self, this is not for you. Self, you don't qualify. Self, you are not capable. Self, this is bigger than you. Self, there are better people than you. No. Tell yourself now and say, self, you are better. You are capable. Yes, you can. I hope this helped you. Let's have a conversation. Call me. Let's coach each other. Let me teach you. Let me help you. But more so, help yourself by having a conversation with yourself and say, yes, I can. If this helped you, please send me back messages. Send me your feedback. Ciao. Till next time.